Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Doctor, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited.
Yeah, excited. You have not yet received it, or have you already?
Not yet. And in about an hour or so, I'm heading over to get immunized.
How is it that you are selected?
I think that it was important for the city to have a good group of a diverse group of first recipients. I am a Latina emergency physician in the front line, so I do fit in the tier one category. And I think that it's an important message to just show to the Latino population that it is safe, it is efficacious, and that someone of their own is willing to be one of the first ones to get immunized.
It's been interesting to me when we've talked to doctors and medical directors throughout the Chicago area the last few weeks, if they would take the vaccine when it became available. And there was a little hesitancy. They were curious about what the side effects would be. How do you feel about that?
I'm not so worried. I think that these immunizations, this vaccine from Pfizer, has been heavily scrutinized by the FDA and the CDC. We know that all vaccines have side effects. I mean, think about it. When you get your flu shot every year, you always have a little bit of aches and pains, sometimes even a fever, some respiratory complaints. So I'm ready for the potential, side effects that are just a normal response of my immune system, getting ready so that if I get confronted with COVID, I don't actually get sick.
Do they tell you to do anything preliminarily? Don't drink liquids or anything like that?
No, it's like any other shot. You just show up at your doctor's office, you get your shot, and you're done for the rest of the day.
Well, it's not like any shot because it's 80 degrees below zero. It's going to be so
Correct.
Cold when they stick that in your arm. It's freezing.
It's going to be thawed before it gets thick.
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, it's funny because that actually occurred to a lot of us, and then we said, no, wait, it goes in as a liquid. It's a liquid that they inject, right? Just a
Correct.
Tiny amount?
Yes. Yes.
And then when it goes into the muscle tissue, and just like other vaccines, your body absorbs it. Is that the idea?
Yep, that's the idea. And you might have a little bit of soreness in the muscle. I usually do after my flu shot for a couple of days. So that's all expected.
What do you say to the Latina community or any minority community in Chicago that for some reason is worried about this?
I say ask a lot of questions. I think that it is normal to have concerns with any medication, any injection, any vaccination, right? All medicines, all interventions can have side effects. So just ask lots of questions from your primary care provider and from people that you trust. And, I trust that people will make the right decision for them. And I hope that means that as many of us get immunized as possible so that we can get back to our normal lives again.
What's the efficacy of this one, doctor? 94.5?
Over 90%, yeah.
Yeah. So will you then need a booster afterwards or not for this one?
Yes, I'll need another booster shot. I think it's in 4 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And then obviously I'm still going to be wearing masks and maintaining physical distancing, because what we know is that vaccine prevents disease. There's not enough data to know if it prevents transmission to other people. So I want to make sure that my patients and that my family and my friends are kept healthy until a good majority of us are vaccinated, and then we can go back to maskless hugs and get-togethers.
Yeah, it's emergency authorization, not approval, which I read to mean we'll go ahead and do this. It looks like a good idea, but we're not 100% sure, or at least we don't know everything about it that we would like to know. Is that your interpretation of it, too?
Well, so, the unique thing with this particular vaccine is that it's new technology, but it also, there was so much interest in actually progressing to have a vaccine that's workable. It means that there was a lot of people that participated in these trials. So we probably have a lot more participants than we've seen with previous vaccines. But obviously, one thing is what happens in controlled settings when you have clinicians checking on you, every so often to make sure you're not having side effects or any concerns about the vaccine versus what happens in the real population. And so obviously we're going to monitor what happens when more people get immunized. But I trust that the science is sound. I mean, again, the FDA and the CDC have heavily scrutinized this. And you know, in laboratory settings, it's already more efficacious than the influenza vaccine. So that's nothing but good news to me.
You're part of history. That must be exciting. It'll be terribly, I suppose, anticlimactic. I mean, it's a shot in your arm and then you're done. But I wonder if you are appreciating the gravity of the moment, are excited for all of that.
Oh, for sure. And I plan to, you know, speak to as many people as possible about my experience, answer as many questions as may come my way from my patients, from my neighbors, from my family. Again, you know, I want people to have as much information as they need to make decisions. And I'm looking forward to be an ambassador to this.
Well put, Dr. Marina Del Rios, Professor of Clinical Emergency Medicine, University of Illinois, Chicago. Well, don't let me keep you from your rounds now. You've got to, and by that I mean you going to get the vaccine. So go get that vaccine, doctor. Stay healthy and safe, and do be that good ambassador. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.